And then it says in verse number 7, where it talks about, but the woman is the glory of the man. Isn't it interesting? Paul does not say the woman is the image of God. Again, I'm not picking on it. I'm just saying what it said. Okay. He said man is the image of God, not woman. But he said that she was taken, it says, but the glory of the man. To me, that's a great compliment. She's the glory of the man. It means that our wife makes us shine. Amen. Amen. Eddie's the only one that said amen beside me that I heard. I'm going to give you husbands one more chance, okay? Woman is the glory man. Your wife makes you shine. Amen. That's much better. That's kind of, he designed her to be our helpmate. We couldn't make it without her. She makes us complete. And that's what he is saying here, and I got to move on. There is so much here, and I can't wait to teach that class. This is going to be part of that class, Anyway, and I have here, she was taken from man and given back to man to compliment him, to be his helpmeet, to be his helper. And in verses 8 and 9, I have a quote here. We can't live with him, and we sure can't live without him. I love that. I wrote that when I was, boy, we can't live with him, but we sure can't live without him. We got to have him, we got to have him, we got to have him. And that's what verse 8 and 9 says. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. What is it? What is that talking about? They make us complete. The man is not of the woman. We know that Eve was taken out of man, is what he is saying here. And Eve was given back to man. So something was taken from man, his side, rib, whatever, from his side, given back to man. Adam was incomplete because he lost something. And God, do y'all see that beautiful picture? So God gave him something even better. My wife is worth a rib. Don't tell her I said that, but you get the picture, okay? Verse number 10. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Oh, wow. Be submissive in worship and in all things. Now, this is an interesting statement. Because of the angels. Wow. Do you know that not only God watches, do you know angels watches us? Even at this precise moment, and don't go looking around, there are angels in attendance. I can't understand it, but they're here. That's why you need to behave in church. Not because of me. Sometimes I see y'all, and all, but it ain't because of me. God's watching, and the angels are observing. Let that sink in before I go any farther. Dale, I promise I'll finish it. Let that sink in, though. Well, nobody's watching me. Oh, yeah? Not only God. But there's angels. Remember we had a study on angels, and I believe we have, quote-unquote, guardian angels, those that protect us. And remember we did the study, just some of y'all need more guardian angels than some of the others. But I do believe there's angels. You point to the husband. Okay. Because of the angels, they are watching. What kind of, man, my mind is going 100 mile an hour. What are you thinking? What's your motive? Are you submissive in worship? Are you humbling yourself in worship? And this is only not just women, also men. Did we come to worship? Angels are watching. Verse number 11. I underline that word in my, nevertheless. Every time he says that word, nevertheless, your antennas ought to pop up. Nevertheless. Neither is the man without the woman. Neither the woman without the man. In the Lord, we need each other. He talked about the head, the authorityship, but we need each other, nevertheless. That's what he's saying here. We need each other. And then again, in the Lord. Remember we talked about earlier about marriage, divorce, and remarriage in chapter number 7. Remember that subject? I was on that for weeks. Paul, my wife, my husband's unbeliever. What do we do? Well, he said if she wants to or he wants to stay married to you, stay married to them. If they leave, let them leave and you're not under bondage. But we went through all that. And then he says you're free to marry. but only in the Lord. So believers are to marry believers. And so he reemphasizes that, but in the Lord. Now, verse number 12. One day I'm going back to my old Bible. This new Bible, just the pages have not been broken yet. Verse number 12. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things are God. What's it talking about? For the woman is of the man. She came out of Adam. And even so is the man also by a woman. What was he talking about? Well, we came, every one of us, even Jesus came forth of a woman. That's what he's saying here. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. Okay. Woman came out of us, but we came out of a woman. I mean, that's so simple to understand. Even a caveman can understand that one. But all things are of God. God is the source of our life, our relationship, and our purpose. Again, I can't wait to preach my message this morning. Handfuls of purpose. And here we have it again. God's in all things. He has a purpose for you in your life. And that's what he's saying, but all things are of God. Now, verse number 13. Judge in yourselves. Make your own judgment based upon what you've been taught. Now, judge in yourselves. Is it comely? Is it right that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Judge in yourselves. You decide. I've given you the information. Now, you decide upon the information that I had just given you. Do you see what he's saying here? Because we're going down to verse number 16 in just a minute. But he's laying something out here for you. Judging yourselves. Is it comely? Is it right that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Verse number 14. Well, we'll pick on this one. Doth not even nature itself tell you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? Now, this doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother Doug, Ken. Some of y'all that ain't got no hair. Keith. Does not nature even tell you that it's a shame for a man to have long hair? Now, let me just tell you what I wrote here. It's natural. Let me read verse number 15 and I'll pull it together. But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. All right. When it talks about nature, it talks about the natural course of things. It's natural for a woman to have long hair and a man short hair. It's natural. Just about in every civilization. I know there's always exceptions, and we can always go to those exceptions to the rules. But in general, I didn't even turn that. In the vast majority, in every civilization, it's always been, I don't care if they're pagans, women had long hair, men had short hair. Now, before I get on a hobby horse, and I don't want to get on a hobby horse here, I want to stay in Scripture. All right? I did write a note here. It's far more better for preachers to be more concerned about the length of their sermons than the length of the hair. There are some ladies that have short hair. Cut it real short. My dad used to preach on this, and I will never forget, my grandma never cut her hair. Never, never, never. And in her old age, and Daddy would preach on this, she started losing her hair. And she tried to pin it up, but her, you know, old age and her hair just... But Grandma thought it was a sin for a woman to cut her hair. I'm going to say this and I'm going to move on. It's not a sin for a woman to cut her hair.